Isaiah chapter 11. A shoot will spring up from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from its roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will be delighted with the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, nor will he render decisions based on what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the poor, and he will render fair decisions in favor of the oppressed on the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath from his lips he will put the wicked to death. Righteousness will be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his hips. The wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, the calf, the young lion, and the fattened calf together, and a little child will lead them. The cow and the bear will graze together, and their young ones will lie down together. The lion will eat straw like the cattle. Their nursing child will play near a cobra's hole, and the weaned child will put his hand into a viper's den. They will not hurt or destroy anywhere on my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This is what will take place on that day. The peoples will seek the root of Jesse, who will be standing like a banner for the peoples, and his resting place will be glorious. On that day, the Lord will reach out his hand for the second time, to reclaim the remnant of this people who survived from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coasts of the sea. He will set up a banner for the nations, and he will assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the scattered people of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Ephraim's envy will be turned aside, and those who persecute Judah will be cut off. Ephraim will not envy Judah, and Judah will not persecute Ephraim. They will swoop down on the slopes of the Philistines in the west. Together they will plunder the peoples in the east. They will extend their power over Edom and Moab, and the people of Ammon will obey them. The Lord will completely dry up the gulf of the Egyptian sea. With his scorching wind he will wave his hand over the river, and he will split it into seven streams, so that people wearing sandals will be able to march through it. There will be a highway from Assyria for the remnant of his people that is left there, as there was for Israel in the day when they came up out of the land of Egypt. Chapter 12. In that day you will say, I will give thanks to you, Lord. For though you are angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you comfort me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust in him and not be afraid. Because, Yah, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, proclaim his name, declare among the peoples what he has done. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done amazing things. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, daughter of Zion, for the Holy One of Israel is great among you. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.